explain Gemara Brachos, we're up to Dachlam Gimlam Beis, the two dots, four lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah that if someone in Ishmona Esrei says, Modim, Modim, we give thanks, we give thanks. Meshavkinoto, we silence in. Amar Bzeira, Kolomer Shma Shma, Kolomer Modim, Modim Dami. The Bzeira thought that if one is repeating his Shma, so that also sounds like he's talking to more than one God. Shma, Shma. Okay, you're talking to more than one God. So that's also, we tell the guy, that's not the way to say Shema. That's like saying Modu Modu. Meiti ve, Yakore Shema vechofila, reza megune. The Braisa says, if a guy repeats Shema, so it's not nice. Megune hu de'avish tuki lo mishatkin alei. That Braisa only said it's not nice. It didn't say you silence him. You're telling me we silence him. Lo kasha. Hadama milta milta vetanila, hadama psuka psuka vetanila. It depends. If he repeats each word, Shema, Shema, so you don't silence him. It's just not a nice way to talk before a king. But if he goes, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So it sounds like he's talking about two Hashems. Then you silence him.
I've actually repeated it before because I realized I just said it without coming out at all.
Right.
And then
so,
I said it again.
So we say, don't immediately repeat the verse. Finish the parsha, finish your reading of Shema, and then start from scratch.
That's what this Gemara is all about. Because that's what it really comes into play, is when people realize, and they go back.
Amar Rav Papa La'abai, Yevedim Mikar Loch Vindate Levesof Kevindate. Sir Rav Papa, who was Rav's student, said to Abaye, but maybe the first time he said it, he wasn't focused enough. So that's why he repeated it. That's what Rav Papa asked Abaye, Amar Lei, Chavuta Klape Shmaya Meika. Abaye looked at him and said, you're buddy-buddy with heavens? You think you could just talk and not be focused? What are you talking about? The person is so, he feels so comfortable towards heaven? If he wasn't focused the first time, so you pick up a hammer and bang him over the head a few times until he's focused. And then, he'll be focused. What does that mean? So, what does Rashi right away tell us? Rashi tells us, in other words, you educate him. What does that mean, you beat him? You educate him so that he understands that that's not the way to read Shema.
You educate him not to read it double, or not to read it without Kavan?
Not to read it without Kavan.
So this is all Bidyevid, though. We're saying that Bidyevid, you're right, Lachatkhila, he learned that you're not supposed to. Bidyevid, one time he was thinking about his car that just got smashed by a truck, and he wasn't paying attention, and now he's going back.
I'm thinking about when I've done a massage all night, and then I get to the morning, and it's all the time to pass the Kavan Kriya Shema, and I'll say it, and I'm having a hard time staying awake, and I'm going to fall asleep.
We all know that.
So, like, I mean, like, it's not that I don't want to have Kavan up, it's just like this little visiting disaster.
Right, so like, if someone taught you and said, look, you have to be focused, and if it happens often that you're not focused, you have to understand that we have a special hammer to hit you over the head with. Then you, I know that ever since I read this Gemara, it echoes in my head before Kriya Shema. Wait a second, don't just run into this. Look what you're doing. So a person then forces himself to stand, whatever.
And what about when the minion is going at 5 miles, 50 miles an hour? And you're just trying to keep up, and you're running into Kriya Shema.
But you can't do. Kriya Shema is Doraisa. You have to say it slowly and focused. Malaso. Okay, next Mishnah. It's worth noting that we learned Rashi's pshat, but Baal Lochus Gedolos and Rabbeinu Chanana learned the exact opposite. They say to repeat each pasuk, that's just not nice. You don't silence it. But if you say each word twice, that's where you silence it. But Tosus doesn't like that. Tosus says that's not how the Gemara seems to read.
So that's how we go, like Rashi.
If I remember correctly, yes. Amar v'chuch tovim reze d'chei minut. Someone says, God, you should be blessed by good people. So that's not the Jewish way we behave. we believe God should be blessed by everyone, whether they're good or bad. We say it every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say let the whole world get together and pray. We don't just say the good should praise you. Someone was davening Shmoneh Esrei, so we're talking about the generations where they did everything by heart, and suddenly he gets all confused. So you appoint someone else to continue Shmoneh Esrei as the Shalich Tzibur. And when they ask you to go up because they're stuck, that's not a time to start saying, no, not me, really should have someone else. No. Mechanu matchil, where do you start? Matchil mem b'cha sheta zeh. He has to start from the beginning of the blessing in which he got confused. You start that blessing all over again, being that he was saying Shmoneh Esrei on behalf of the congregation. So you were a part of that too. So now you pick up where in the beginning of the blessing, which he left off.